Peter replies, Adam, this is exactly the kind of degradation of communicating in a public place I'm talking about. I've never met you, and I don't know who you are. Yet you are telling me to, quote, eat my whole juicy ass, end quote. Grow up. It is not about me being offended about a conversation about women's menstruation. He clearly wasn't paying attention, but anyway. Rather, let's talk tact and tone that engages the community, rather than being obnoxious on a listserv like Essa. This serves no one's interest.
Holly writes, Peter, if I were you, I would do some reading on tone policing and try to educate yourself on why arguments of this nature are patronizing and ineffective. Also, consider the fact that asking people to be classy is literally classist. Caps. I think that humor is an effective way of getting a point across, and that is what I was trying to do. I intended there to be a shocking contrast between hoo-ha and Clifford the Big Red Dog and vagina juice, such that it emphasized the ludicrousness of euphemisms. I don't know if you know this, but vaginas are wonderful organs, and they are frequently juicy. My intent was to be obnoxious, though if it was, so what? Have I irreparably damaged the fabric of society because I didn't conform to your expectations of how a woman should behave? H.
Andrew chimes in. Personally, I'm all for more creative phrases like the ones Holly suggested. If I'm going to contribute to the destruction of society, I'll do so embracing a sea of bloody vagina juice, drowning out the last cries for proper manners. I also think there's a bit of Midwestern culture coming into play here with some of the disagreements over use of language and suggestions on how to be more quote-unquote civil. People are regularly told to fuck off in New York City, and nobody takes it personally. Folks interact and function just fine. The world has not ended. I personally wish I had more neighborly interactions in Madison like this one. Then there's a link to a YouTube video.
Peter writes, No, Holly. You did not irreparably damage the fabric of society. Considering the tact and tone of email is important, and if you would educate yourself on this, you would find a wealth of information which suggests we should put a lot of consideration into how we communicate on email. If it was your intent to be obnoxious, you certainly accomplished this, and that's cool with me. I'm just pointing out this is a public space, so say whatever you want. I'm not out to censor free speech.
Holly replies, It appears I made a little typo. I meant that I did not mean to be obnoxious. I also did carefully consider the tone and content of my email, and it was pitched precisely as I intended. I'm not sorry that you were offended by it. I think sometimes you need to break things to make them better. Thanks for the tips on how to communicate, but I think I'm doing just fine. You know, I agree with you that civility is important in person-to-person communication. Have I called you names at any point, or did I just critique your ideas? Perhaps our definition of civility differs. Regardless, I believe that disruption plays an important role in generating new ideas. I think this listserv is a perfectly appropriate place to explore that. H.
Sarah writes, I just want to call to everyone's attention that when replying to an email on Essa, this email includes your unsubscribe link unless you delete it. During heated conversations where people may want to unsubscribe, it might be a good idea to delete those before sending to keep someone else from accidentally unsubscribing you.
Peter says, Hi Holly, I appreciate your critique and I hope you can find appreciation in mind. The idea of being disruptive to generate new ideas can be a useful tool. I was not offended by your remarks, but I thought it was obnoxious and I'm uncertain what new ideas were generated. I also think there are other approaches that can be equally effective. Some on this list are not so civil.
Holly writes, We're having this conversation, some against our will. Sorry, everybody else on ESA. So I think that counts as new ideas. I hope that you and others walk away from this with a willingness to think more about how we talk about female bodies, how we police women's speech, and how sometimes being obnoxiously frank and thoughtfully funny is an effective communication or argumentative tool. In turn, I'm willing to consider how I can be more sensitive in how I talk to people, but remember that you are not the target audience, nor is a discussion of menstruation your purview besides as a supportive ally. I feel pretty certain that the vagina owners of ESA are comfortable with vagina juices because they experience them on a daily basis and did not find my little joke to be ill-mannered.
Quinn chimes in. Has anyone noticed that we got picked up on The Onion? And includes a Photoshop graphic of an Onion article. Liberal community listserv in chaos over how to be the most PC when talking about a period. Madison, Wisconsin. After posting a sales ad for a lightly used Diva Cup, Caroline Hughes unintentionally sparked a conflagration over how to refer to a period on the environmentally themed listserv ESSA. Chaos ensued for 198 minutes while the listserv members positioned themselves as being the most open-minded and the correct contributors, dot, dot, dot.
Mary writes, OMG, Quinn wins ESSA today. Can you describe the Michael Jackson gif?
It's Michael Jackson in a movie theater eating popcorn and laughing.
From Thriller?
Yes.
Yeah. John Peck writes, excellent. Esau rocks. So does the Onion. So goes the rest of the world.
Wally closes us out. Dear ESSA Diva Cup specialists, although he writes specialists, there comes a time in life when we all Google female organs, menstruation, and Diva Cup on Google and thesaurus.com in a single day. Our sidebar ads will never be the same. That day was yesterday. Yesterday was also the day we all observed childish name-calling and purposeful forwarding of private message to a listserv of thousands about butts. As entertaining and educational as it was, I hope to see more. Yes, I hope, as some of us alluded to, we can break a few rules, barriers, taboos, and norms so that we can all reach for a place where language joins us instead of divides. We are all welcome to our own opinions, but we do not have to abide by our neighbors' opinions. Thanks to everyone's thoughtful response to some women's organs and the men who know to properly speak about them. Wally the Big Red Dog.